had mentioned a little earlier, this is the first Saturday of March. Being the first Saturday of a month, does that mean we have hot dogs and horticulture today?
We do, and we're upgrading to bratwursts.
Oh, boy.
Today. So I was informed by Mike Petrone, our hot dog king and cooker, that he's doing brats today. And so we're also, instead of just waters, we're loading up on Pepsi and Pepsi products and stuff. So, man, come give the kids a sugar high and a bratwurst, and then I'll be there to answer garden questions and take all your questions about spring gardening. They'll have the Rosie on the House show, Jay in the garden, right there at their full disposal.
They'll have the energy to go home and put all these tomato plants
in
the
ground. Get a Mountain Dew and go. Yeah.
We had a texter want to know about ground prep. Their first time they're putting a garden in a new spot in Arizona, hard ground. What do I need to put into soil prep to
make organic material is the biggie here. We live in a desert. There isn't very much, if any, organic material in our soils. It's not that our soils can't be productive, but they've got to be prepared. They've got to be loosened up. You need to incorporate organic material, a good compost. There's lots of them out there. We like the Hickman's products, but Western Organics makes some good products. There's anything. Make your own compost. Whatever you want to do, just make sure it's well composted, and work that into the soil till the soil looks brown or dark. Till you change the color of that tan, light tan colored desert clay soil. Once you've, that's how I tell there's enough in there. The soil texture and color should be changed. You also should be able to go out there with your hand and scoop out a big enough hole to plant a 4-inch pot of tomatoes or peppers or whatever. You shouldn't have to, once you've done all this, you shouldn't have to use a shovel to dig a hole anymore in that garden area. The other thing you want to definitely use is some gypsum or some soil sulfur to kind of keep the soil loosened up. Maybe help counteract some of the salts that are there. And, maybe just a little bit of slow-release, time-release fertilizer and organic fertilizer. Work it, till it, mix it a couple, three, four times so it all looks homogenous, so there's no pockets of different colors. Mix it all up good. And, I'd water it a time or two, and then you're ready to go.
Do you like mechanical tillers overhand?
Well, they'll do a better job. I mean, you will do it more thoroughly if your ground is really hard and hard to work, because what we tend to do is we start with great ambition and energy and goals, and by the time we get half done, we're tired and that shovel's bending and we're. so our garden tilling gets shallower and shallower and shallower, and you can go over that tiller. It also is a good mixing machine. Once everything's in the ground, then I run the tiller over it again and use that to mix everything up. So, yeah, if you don't have one, you can rent them. Any of the rental facilities here in town have them different sizes. I think it's just like any job, whether it's a construction job or working on a car or working in the garden. If you have the right tool or the proper tool, it makes that job easier and you do a better job.
And a mechanical tiller is not a chopper. If you've got hard ground that has never been dug before, it's just going to bounce across the top of the soil.
I've seen guys take, cinder blocks and wire them to the tiller to weight it down, to give it some weight to dig in. Loosen that soil up a little bit or moisten it up. If it's a little bit moist, they'll start digging in. Once they break through, they're pretty good at getting down in. But, yeah, if you just go out there and you haven't put any water or moisture on that ground and you just start that tiller up, you're just going to have you're just going to be playing chase the tiller, because those tines just act like another drive wheel, and it just races you bouncing across the yard. So,
and with the rain we received this last week, it should still be moist enough that it's not going to be hard work to get a shovel and you don't even have to pull the dirt out. Just use that shovel to break the ground loose, and then the tiller can take it from there.
But yeah, and sometimes you don't have to do the whole thing. Just get it started. Once it starts digging in and gets started, it'll do it. And again, just maybe the night before, don't make it muddy, but get it wet, and that'll help.
And how deep
put
do
your
I
kids
need?
Or your wife sitting up on top of the hood of the tiller, they'll weight it down. Don't do that. No.
How deep do I need to get that soil down?
Well, the deeper the better. 6 inches is kind of minimum. A foot's probably, you know, really realistically where you want to get it. But, you know, we grow things in square foot garden kits and different kits in 6 inches of soil. You can do it in that. If you've got a tiller, get it down, get it going as deep as that thing will go.
And over time, it'll just get deeper as you build it up and add more and compost.
It's like a good soup. It just gets better and better as it goes.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.